Hello, hello, and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for Monday, April 15th, 2024, tax day in the U.S. of A. If you owe money and you don't get it in by midnight tonight, interest will begin to accrue. You probably know this by now, but if you filed an extension, that only gives you an extension to pay. Interest still accrues. If you got a refund, hopefully, you probably sent your tax return in weeks ago. April 15th is also Jackie Robinson Day in the U.S. of A, honoring and commemorating the first African-American to play Major League Baseball. Robinson played for the L.A. Dodgers from 1947 to 1956 when they won multiple championships. But today and every year on this day, April 15th, since 2004, players and personnel on all teams wear a number 42 patch on their jersey in honor of Robinson. It's a big day for MLB and for the country. In the headlines, meanwhile, there are a few big stories I have to get to, but Iran's attack on Israel, President Biden's response, and what's going to happen next is continuing to dominate the news today. So Iran followed through right on its earlier threats of retaliation against Israel, launching a barrage of missiles and drones on Saturday night towards Israel, many of which were intercepted by Israel, resulting in little, if any, damages, thankfully. Tal Heinrich is the spokesperson for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You've seen her on Newsmax. You've heard her here on the Newsmax Daily many times before. She provided us with updates and reactions several times over the weekend.
Welcome back. We're joined now by Tal Heinrich, spokesperson for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Thank you so much for being here. First off, I just want to get the latest here from the ground and what you're hearing now that you've been able to assess the scale of this attack. Give us the latest, please.
Well, John, thank you for having me on this morning. Very eventful, dramatic night over in Israel. You see, we witnessed an unprecedented Iranian attack from Iran's territory on ours, and it was met with unprecedented response, not only by our forces, but also with partners, international partners, the United States, France, the UK, and regional partners. Iran, they tried to hit us hard with, more than 100 ballistic missiles, overall 300 drones, missiles, cruise missiles, and 99% of which were of the threats that were launched in our direction, we were able to repel, to intercept. Very few missiles actually crossed into our territory, and the ones that did caused very, very minimal damage. Unfortunately, there's a young 10-year-old child from the Arab Bedouin community that was hurt, injured severely from debris. But overall, this was, phenomenal execution. Phenomenal defense on our end with the United States, of course, and other partners involved, and really remarkable cooperation. And not only in terms of repelling this Iranian attack, but also in terms of sending the right message to Iran. Don't mess with us. Right. Don't mess with the free world. We see you for what you are.
And the war room here is going to meet later today to discuss what is next. That's the big question that the world's asking right now. What is next? What will Israel do? Can you give us any insight, any indication as to how this response will be?
Well, Israel will make its own considerations, obviously. What I can tell you definitively is that there will be no taking chances on our security, not when it comes to Hamas in Gaza and not when it pertains to Iran. We're ready defensively. We're ready offensively. Of course, we take into account various considerations. We consult with allies, with our best friends. We share concerns. We take advice. But there will be no taking chances on Israel's security. That's for sure. The prime minister underscored that we will act upon this concept by which if someone's trying to hurt us, we will hurt them.
That's Tal Heinrich, spokesperson for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, with reporter John Glasgow on Sunday Report. John said unprecedented, right? And you may have heard a lot of other people say that. What's unprecedented about it is this attack is the first time Iran has launched a direct military attack on Israel from its own soil, from in Iran. A statement from the White House said American forces helped Israel down nearly all of the drones and missiles, and that President Biden had a 25-minute phone call with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, where he said Israel should look at the downing of the drones and the lack of any, you know, damage or success of the mission as a victory, and also warned the prime minister against retaliating. U.S. Army veteran and Florida Congressman Brian Mast, who also served with Israeli Defense Forces, spoke with Greta Van Susteren during our extended weekend coverage.
Good evening, sir, and your thoughts, because this has now actually become a very different war, because it's Iran from its own land, from its own mass, landmass, into Israel for the first time, and the United States engaging defensively, but things have definitely changed in the last 18 hours.
I think two very important takeaways we look at. One, the effectiveness of the air defense systems, Iron Dome, David Sling, Arrow systems, which, by the way, there were 40 House Democrats, Nancy Pelosi being one of them, that wrote a letter last week saying no more arms transfers to Israel. That would mean not restocking those things. The other thing that I think is very important in all of this, and you touched upon President Biden saying that we're not going to participate in any kind of retaliation. This was telegraphed already, and I think it's part of what leads to this kind of attack from Iran. General McKenzie, CENTCOM commander, recently retired, now out of uniform, has been very clear that when he was there, the Biden administration said very specifically that Iran is off the table as a target. And to him, what that meant was aid and comfort for the enemy. It meant if they're off the table, there is no deterrence for Iran. So now we see a continuation of that policy, with them saying in the midst of Israel being hit directly by Iran, the United States of America will not be a part of hitting back. That's a continuation of what General McKenzie was speaking about.
That's Congressman Brian Mast. So let's break it down. First, 40 House Democrats said no more arms transfers to Israel. And according to the former top dog at CENTCOM, President Biden said Iran was off the table as far as a target, empowering the enemy, knowing there are no consequences. I mean, if you know there are no consequences, you're going to be more likely to take some action, right? It's like your dad telling your mom they're not going to punish you anymore if you skip school. So you're not, maybe not going to go to school. There's no real consequences, right? Back to Greta.
Not to be so flip, but in many ways, it's that old movie, The Mouse That Roared, where you have someone who launches a big, huge force and then, of course, is grossly ineffective. But let me turn to the issue as, you know, Israel right now, the war cabinet is meeting, and they're trying to decide what to do or not to do next. They can either retaliate and escalate it further, and of course, President Biden says that he won't be joining along, the United States won't be, or they can just, you know, they can just ignore it and think that, you know, that Iran is just not effective, although they can spread cash around to Hamas and Hezbollah and create a lot of damage that way. But what would you expect, or if you were advising the war cabinet, what would you tell them tonight?
I would advise Israel to continue doing exactly what they have built a reputation that they do. When Israel put ordnance into Iran, it wasn't to indiscriminately kill civilians like what Iran just did to Israel with close to 300 Shahed 136 drones. It was a very specific and intentional target with a strategic mission and a tactical purpose. When Israel goes into Gaza, it's very specifically against military targets for specific purposes to take out Hamas, their leadership, their fighters, you name it. Continue in that aim with any conflict that you're fighting. There's a strategy, there's a tactic to reach that strategy and that goal. And as long as they're working in that way, then they're doing it the right way.
It's a little bit different, though, because fighting in Gaza is against, for all intents and purposes, an ideology. Hamas, they hate Israel. So, of course, so does Iran. But Iran is a nation. Iran also has, at least we believe, it was close to nuclear weapons. It has quite a, you know, there are other ways to deliver damage besides sending a bunch of missiles and drones up into the air. You can do, I don't know if they have chemicals. I don't know if they have biological weapons. I don't know what they have. But but they are certainly lit on fire, so to speak. If Israel does react, you know, they say that they're going to react back, and then when it's going to keep going until somebody wins, but everybody probably lose.
I mean, let's answer what we do know they have. You said very specifically, they're close to a nuclear weapon. Now, whether they can actually produce, an Oppenheimer weapon, a critical mass, what people have seen in the movies, that's yet to be seen. But they certainly have the ability to produce a dirty weapon, spread fissile material, make an area unusable because of the fissile material they put along any kind of area. Yes, that's a very real threat. And again, to think that they wouldn't use one of their proxies surrounding the whole of Israel to do that, I think there's a belief that they would. And I think that goes again to what I advised, whether it's Gaza or whether it's somewhere in Iran, you have a strategy, you have a specific target, and they continue to hit the specific targets for specific reasons. And that is their MO, and I think they're successful in using that as their MO.
Florida Congressman and U.S. Army vet Brian Mast, who again served with Israeli Defense Forces. This is the White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby.
Israel demonstrated a superior military capability to what the Iranians threw up against them. And that, of course, as we've said many, many times, we don't want to see the situation escalate further. We're not looking for a war with Iran. We have not seen any threats, specific threats to our personnel or our facilities, but we're going to stay vigilant to that. Absolutely.
That's John Kirby. There was also an emergency virtual meeting of G7 leaders, which President Biden participated in, of course. Former President Donald Trump spoke about it at his rally in Pennsylvania Saturday, which was carried live on Newsmax.
God bless the people of Israel. They're under attack right now. That's because we show great weakness. This would not happen. The weakness that we've shown, it's unbelievable, and it would not have happened if we were in office. You know that. They know that. Everybody knows that. But America prays for Israel. We send our absolute support to everyone in harm's way. This is an attack that would not have happened. I mean, to think about what we have to go through and the things we put up with the border, with no energy independence, with all electric cars. Would everybody like to buy an electric car for the rest of your life? But we will return the world to peace through strength, and it'll happen very quick. We'll revive American strength abroad, and we will restore American strength at home. We were respected 4 years ago all over the world. Today, we are considered a joke. It's not going to be for long. Believe me, it's not going to be for long. We will quickly rebuild the greatest economy in the history of the world like we had it just 4 years ago. It was just announced that inflation is once again raging. It's close to 4% again. Here we go. When I left office, we had virtually no inflation. First of all, Crooked Joe, he claimed inflation was transitory. Remember that? Then he said it was temporary. Then he said it won't happen. It really won't happen. And then he said, well, it's much higher than expected. And then the supply chain slows. And then the energy went through the roof. Putin, they called it Putin price hikes. It wasn't only Putin. It was Putin and plenty of other things that Biden got wrong. With Putin, Ukraine would have never happened. Israel attack, both October 7th and today, would have never happened. Then he blamed price gouging and junk fees. But all of America knows that the real blame for this nightmare lies with one person, Crooked Joe Biden, as crooked as you can get.
Donald Trump in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, Saturday, home of the fabulous Lehigh University. Among all the other hits, Trump again hitting Biden on EVs, right? Which you know he has been doing since the last election. Biden has continued to push forward with the big EV agenda since the last election until now. Now, all of a sudden, the administration is going to scale back its requirements of EV production to give supply chain issues a chance to catch up, and because demand has slowed down. And also not to make Michigan voters upset or mad. You know, Michigan, the automobile capital of America. They didn't say that. I said that. According to the White House, though, the president plans to bring his message about EVs and Bidenomics to his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia tomorrow. Oh, and back on Friday, let's go back to Friday for a moment. We learned the shocking news that the DNC is covering Biden's legal expenses, at least in the special counsel investigation. This is Bianca De La Garza with Trump advisor Jason Miller.
I wanted to get your reaction to a report that came out today from Axios scooping that Joe Biden's been using his campaign funding to pay for his legal bills. You know, it's really interesting because they made a big fuss saying, well, Trump's doing that. I guess it's only okay when it's President Biden doing it, huh?
Complete shocker. I never would have thought the Democrats would do that to the exact thing that they're criticizing President Trump for. But of course, that's exactly it. And I think it's really disingenuous that the Biden campaign, the entire DNC, the Democrat apparatus, but also to members of the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Why didn't they go and say to the Democrats, are you sure you're not doing this? Because that's exactly what happened.
Well, you have to wonder sometimes who they're actually working for. And I'm glad you led us there because last night, pretty outrageous, MSDNC's Lawrence O'Donnell, of course, he's no fan of Trump, but he really went out of his way to be nasty. He actually froze frame a photo of 45. Here's his monologue.
That's a picture of him when he's trying to look his absolute best.
Because we don't want people to hear this derogatory statement. I mean, basically, it's a tirade of insults before the trial begins on Monday. It's so egregious because you know what it is, Jason? We felt like the fact is they can't stand the real images, what played out in Atlanta in that Chick-fil-A. That is the image. That is the iconic shot that they don't want to show. We have it here. We literally played it for 30 minutes. Look at this woman hugging Donald Trump. And, you know, she said, I don't care what the media tells us. We still love you. We won't see that on mainstream big media, will we?
No, you won't. And the thing where I have the problem with MSDNC is the entire left, whether it be that channel or whether it be the Democrats, they're saying that this election is about democracy, that we have to heal our divisions. We have to bring people together. But then they go and do that. They're very good at misinformation and disinformation. That's really their playbook. Everything that they accuse President Trump of doing, that's what they're actually doing. That's their playbook.
Yeah, it is.
Donald Trump's senior advisor, Jason Miller, on Newsline with Bianca De La Garza. And former President Donald Trump will, of course, be back in New York this week for the start of his falsifying business records trial, referred to as the Hush Money case, where he will become the first former president of the United States to face a criminal trial. So get ready for the absolute media hysteria that we're going to see throughout the week. One, because it is a former U.S. president on trial in a criminal case. And second, you know, because it's Donald Trump. More from Newsmax host Rita Cosby on Saturday Report with former acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker.
I have two questions for you because President Trump just came out yesterday and said that he will testify in this case. Do you think he really will? Do you think his lawyers will let him do it? And then the other is, who would you want on the jury?
Well, two things. I've tried jury cases both as a prosecutor and as a defense lawyer, and picking a jury is very important. There's a certain profile you want and a certain profile you don't want. But to my earlier point, I think it's going to be very hard to pick 12 people from a New York County, which is Manhattan, jury pool that are going to be fair and impartial. And, you know, whether or not President Trump testifies, that's going to be a call that's made after all of the evidence and all the other witnesses come in. Obviously, he wants to tell his story and he wants to be heard by the jury who's going to stand in judgment of President Trump. But, you know, if you think about it, typically you don't put a witness on the stand. But in this case, I don't know why you wouldn't, because he's a one that could refute all of these factual allegations. And the law, to my point earlier, is just so weak, Rita.
Well, it is going to be wall to wall. And also, you know that President Trump will make comments, I'm sure, on the way in, on the way out.
That's Newsmax host Rita Cosby, along with former acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, senior fellow at the Cornerstone Institute, on Saturday Report. That is happening right now in New York City. Also in the news, terrible news, north of New York City, out of Syracuse, New York, where a police officer and a sheriff's deputy were shot and killed on the job last night.
We lost two heroes tonight, two men who answered the call to duty to put on the badge and protect the community.
That's Syracuse Police Chief Joseph Cecil, who said the officers tracked the suspicious vehicle to a home.
While they were inspecting the vehicle and saw what looked to be guns inside, they heard what sounded like someone manipulating a firearm from inside the residence. Moments later, there was an exchange of gunfire between at least one suspect and the officers and the deputies.
So it's a real tough Monday in Syracuse, New York. And if you're wearing the uniform today anywhere, thank you for your service and be very careful out there. Godspeed. In Australia, six people were killed by a man who went on a stabbing spree. Happened outside of a Sydney shopping center. This is Australian Prime Minister Albanese.
This act of senseless violence has shocked the nation and we all grieve with them.
The suspect is a 40-year-old man with known mental health problems. And on Wall Street, with all the unrest in the Middle East, a surprisingly green start to the trading day and the new trading week, which will feature a slew of more bank earnings, which actually started this morning with Goldman Sachs reporting a surge in profits. But with all of the news, all day and night long on Newsmax. It is available on most major cable systems. Also, make sure you're streaming on Newsmax Plus. If you're not, simply go to NewsmaxPlus.com. NewsmaxPlus.com. You can get signed up for a free trial. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts like The Balance with Eric Bolling, Greg Kelly Reports, Newsline with Bianca De La Garza, Rob Schmidt Tonight, Wake Up America. Great analysis from people like Governor Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Judge Napolitano. There's documentaries and much more. NewsmaxPlus.com. I'm Tony Marino. Thank you, as always, for checking out the Newsmax Daily. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a fantastic week. Hopefully, we'll see you right back here tomorrow. And keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.